bring us through the last couple of days for you being in Chicago, and then when did you get the call to come here, and how was that all done?
Yeah, it was a whirlwind couple of days. Played in Seattle a couple of days ago, flew back to Chicago, ended my run in Chicago, flew back to California, and then flew to Buffalo from California. So last 72 hours have been a whirlwind, but I'm so thrilled to be here. Such a great organization and a great staff and a great starting quarterback who I've got a great relationship with, so it's great to be here.
Just talked to EJ about Aviva Levin, and it was 3 years ago when you guys worked together. Yeah. Just explain that experience for us.
Just through my work with Trent Dofer and the Elite 11, I've had an opportunity to spend some time with a lot of today's great quarterbacks, the young guys, and EJ came through there along with other guys, and so I got to know him a few years ago there and the way he works and how talented he is, and then the career that he had at Florida State and is now embarking on here in Buffalo. So it's great to be reunited with him, and I'm here to compete, and I'm here to to serve and help him any way that I can.
Jordan, is there any carryover from any systems you've been embedded in the past to this, where you can kind of do some translation here in the early going before you're really up and running?
It's early for that question, just because I've only been in the playbook a little bit. I haven't seen everything yet, but yeah, there's absolutely carryover conceptually. I always think of this as my, I haven't even added it up, I think it's my sixth or seventh NFL system I've learned. But I always say it's kind of like a language. If I say, hello, my name is Jordan in Spanish, I'm saying in Spanish or I'm saying in English, I'm still saying, hello, my name is Jordan. We're still having a guy run here. We're just calling it something different. So there's definitely carryover from the concepts. And as I get further in the playbook and get to learn this a little bit better, I'll have a better understanding of what carries over and what doesn't.
It's difficult because you got that much time to prepare for Thursday night's game.
It is. Playing quarterback in the NFL is difficult. So I don't think this is, it is a unique experience. But at the same time, I was in a similar situation last year. I got called in and, about 8 days before the last game, and I started the last game. And then I got called back on bye week. And the coaches were on vacation for 4 days, and I had to get ready for Monday Night Football to be the two. And so I've been in similar situations. I feel very confident in it. And just in the brief time I've spent with this coaching staff, these guys are on it. They know it. They have a knack for being able to teach it and explain it. So I think I'm in a great position to go out there and try and move the chains a little bit.
What are you looking for your role to be with this football team?
Right now I'm really focused on Thursday night, trying to get as much of the playbook as I can, try and get an understanding of who these guys are and where they're going to be. And get the play called right and get the ball to the right guy, whether it be a pass or a run, and move the chains. And so I haven't really spent a minute thinking about past that. I just need to come out here and be locked in on Thursday and perform well.
How closely did you work with Blake Bortles this offseason?
Well, I spent a lot of time with Blake. I did. We lost in Chicago last year. We finished up week 17, and I flew home the next day and started working with him the day after that, up until when I did his pro day. So that was, a big chunk of my off season. It's great because I worked out with him. And then once that pro day hit, I've moved on, to my own career since then. But it was a great experience working with him.
A lot of people, refer to you as almost a coach on the field. How do you react to that? Or do you want to be more? You want to push, to start in this league? Or is that a role you're comfortable with?
I think it's a role I'm comfortable with. I think is the best quarterbacks I've been around, particularly the guys who are backing up, they're leaders, but they're really servant leaders. I got to see it with Josh McCown last year, seen it with Chad Henne, and then all the way back to Mark Brunell when I played in Washington. And so those are the guys who I think provide the most resources for their team, for the starter, for the staff, for the receivers, whoever it be, may be. And then when they do get an opportunity to play, those are the guys who take advantage of it and play well. So starter, backup, I don't think about it in those terms. I'm here to serve and help the guys around me, and I know that will make me a better player in the process, and whatever that means, it means.
You've been around a lot of, like you said, a lot of the talented young quarterbacks in this league. What makes you confident that EJ could be the next one?
I'm very confident because I think that the first thing you have to be, if you're going to be young, talented, and given the reins of an organization, is you got to be all in. This has to be your life. This has to be your job. This has to be everything to you. I know EJ well enough to know that this is. And so right there, boom, you're ahead of a good number of guys right there. And then talent-wise, the guy can make every throw. He's a great athlete and really, really smart, really conscientious quarterback, really thinking through things. And then the talent around him. So I can go on and on about you know, why I'm confident in EJ. But I'm excited to come here and build on that confidence and get to see it in person now.